Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the heart of tech innovation and come out speaking fluent nerd. I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and all-around tech enthusiast.
And I'm Alex, here to break down the complex, the baffling, and sometimes the downright weird in tech. Today, we're talking about something that's revolutionizing the way we think about cloud-native operations, GitOps.
GitOps? Sounds like Git and Operations had a baby.
Exactly right, Jamie. GitOps is like the child prodigy of DevOps, born in the cloud with a silver spoon of Git in its mouth. It's all about using Git as the single source of truth for both code and infrastructure.
Hold up. So you're telling me my Git repository isn't just for my code anymore?
Not just for code, Jamie. It's for everything. Your infrastructure, your application configuration, your deployment policies, all living harmoniously in Git.
That sounds both amazing and terrifying, but mostly amazing. How does that even work?
Well, it's based on a few core principles. The first is declarative configuration. Instead of telling the system how to do things, you describe what you want the system to look like. Kubernetes manifests are a prime example.
Ah, like telling my dog to sit, not showing it how to bend its legs?
Exactly, though I would love to see you try the latter. The second principle is using version control as the source of truth. Everything is in Git, so you have a complete audit trail of who changed what, when, and why.
So no more "it works on my machine" excuses, huh?
You got it. And the third principle is automated reconciliation. If what's in Git doesn't match what's in the cluster, the system automatically corrects it.
Like autocorrect for my deployments? Neat.
And to manage this autocorrect feature, we've got tools like Argo CD and Flux. They watch your Git repository and ensure that your cluster matches the desired state defined there.
Argo CD and Flux. They sound like superheroes from a tech comic book.
In the world of GitOps, they kind of are. Argo CD provides a rich UI and can handle multi-app sync, making it great for enterprises. Flux, on the other hand, is lighter and integrates tightly with Git. Perfect for simpler workflows.
So I can pick my hero based on my adventure. Cool.
Exactly. And adopting GitOps means you get reliability since your environments are reproducible, auditability with a full history of changes, and improved collaboration and velocity in your teams.
But what about when things scale up? Enterprises have secrets to manage, multiple clusters, policies.
Great question. Scaling GitOps introduces challenges like securely managing secrets, handling multi-cluster setups, and enforcing policies. Tools like Sealed Secrets or HashiCorp Vault help with secrets, while Argo CD's application set and Flux's customizations tackle multi-cluster deployments.
And policy enforcement?
You can integrate Open Policy Agent, or Kiverno for that. They ensure compliance across your deployments.
What about the pitfalls? I mean, nothing's perfect, right?
True. Common issues include drift between Git and your cluster, secret exposure, and slow syncs. But with proper practices like enforcing read-only clusters and using sealed secrets, you can mitigate these.
Sounds like GitOps not only makes operations smoother, but also safer and more reliable.
Absolutely. And with tools like Argo CD and Flux, it's easier than ever to implement.
I'm sold. Where do I sign up to become a GitOps wizard?
Start by experimenting with Argo CD or Flux in a sandbox cluster. And keep listening to us for more deep dives into tech like this.
Well, folks, that's all we have time for today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We hope you're leaving a bit nerdier than you arrived.
And maybe with a curiosity for GitOps. Until next time, keep your tech weird and your operations automated.